Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. You know that feeling when your life feels like a runaway train? To-do lists longer than War and Peace, notifications pinging every 5 seconds, and a constant sense of being pulled in 100 different directions. Yeah, me too. That's why today we're diving into something super powerful. Simplifying your life by letting go of all the extraneous stuff. Think about it, folks. We live in a world obsessed with more things, more experiences, more information. But the truth is, constantly chasing more can actually make our lives feel smaller and more chaotic. We're bombarded with messages telling us we need the newest gadget, the latest fashion trend, or that dream vacation. But what if I told you that true happiness doesn't come from acquiring things, but from focusing on what truly matters? Now, simplifying your life doesn't mean becoming a minimalist hermit living off the grid, although that sounds pretty cool sometimes. It's about being intentional with your time, energy, and possessions. It's about creating space for what brings you joy and meaning and letting go of the things that weigh you down. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. 1. Identify your values. This is the foundation of simplifying. What truly matters to you? Is it spending time with loved ones, pursuing your passions, helping others, or simply enjoying quiet moments of peace? Once you know your values, you can start making decisions that align with them. 2. Declutter your physical space. You've probably heard the saying, a cluttered space leads to a cluttered mind. Take some time to clear out physical clutter, donate clothes you don't wear, get rid of broken gadgets, and organize your belongings. 3. Curate your digital life. We're constantly bombarded with information online. Unsubscribe from newsletters you never read, limit your social media scrolling, and turn off unnecessary notifications. Think of it like this. Your phone should serve you, not the other way around. Or, say no more often. This is a tough one for many of us, but learning to say no to commitments that don't align with your values frees up time and energy for what truly matters. You're not obligated to please everyone or take on every request. It's okay to prioritize yourself and your well-being. 5. Practice mindfulness. This isn't just about meditating, although that can be helpful. Mindfulness is about being present in the moment and appreciating the little things. Take time to savor your meals, enjoy a walk in nature, or simply listen to the sounds around you. Think about it like this. Have you ever been cleaning out your closet and found something you hadn't realized you owned? Maybe an old shirt, a pair of shoes you never wore, or even a book you'd forgotten about. It can be amazing to rediscover those hidden treasures, right? But sometimes, we need to do the same thing with our lives, clear out the clutter, and make space for the things that truly spark joy and bring meaning. Let's say your schedule is packed with meetings, errands, and social obligations, leaving you feeling constantly stressed and overwhelmed. That's a prime example of life cluttered by extraneous stuff. By prioritizing what matters most, maybe spending time with your family or pursuing a hobby, create space for those activities and reduce the pressure. So, how can you simplify your own life? Start small. Maybe choose one thing from this list to focus on this week. Decluttering a drawer and following an account that doesn't serve you, or simply saying no to one unnecessary commitment. Remember, it's not about perfection, but about making conscious choices that lead to a more fulfilling and balanced life. The journey towards simplicity isn't about deprivation, it's about liberation. It's about reclaiming your time, energy, and focus so you can pursue what truly matters. So take a deep breath, let go of excess, and embrace the power of less. You got this. Stay tuned for more Everyday Stoicism wisdom, and don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a dose of simplicity in their lives. And remember, you can always find me on social media, just search for Everyday Stoicism. Until next time, keep it simple and keep it real.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.